What is missing? Capacity, capability, skill, knowledge? This story begins with my willingness to be vivisected and be been seen in the worst light. To see what is missing, capacity, capability, skill, or knowledge. I have known that certain things are not just difficult for me. They are impossible. I can't wrap my mind around them. I first noticed it at university. I am an architect by training, and building anything has a certain order of things, or they won't work. Putting things in order, this comes first, this comes second, this comes third. Sounds easy. For me it is impossible. Examples: you want to paint the wall in your living room. You need to do things in order, or you'll paint yourself into the corner. You want to move. You need to do things in order, or you'll have to undo a lot of it when you don't have your toothbrush or underwear. Oops. Once it's more than three items, my brain, my huge IQ won't matter, I can't see it, I get all confused, I drop the balls. I turn into a moron. Life does offer opportunities to be stupid like that, but that is nothing compared to business. One could say that business, the number one business skill, is being able to see the order of things. It is a capacity, it is a capability, it is a competence, aka a skill. I don't have it. I already miss on the capacity level. What is a capacity? Language, speaking, understanding language, for example, are capacities. Perfect pitch is a capacity. Clear expression is a capacity. Being able to connect the dots is a capacity. An average human, according to muscle testing, has 160 inactive capacities. They can be turned on, but most of the time they won't. An epigenetic shift, a big upheaval, or a big challenge may turn it on, but it is rare. I've been able to turn it on for people. But a capacity is only going to stay on if it is needed, if it is used. Some students were able to keep a capacity on for as long as 3 to 4 weeks. But once a capacity is not used, it is not needed and it turns off. What is a capability? Capability needs the capacity, and it needs you to learn to do the action that is this way enabled. Many people don't read. They are not just not curious. They actually don't read well. They cannot keep their attention on what they are seemingly reading, and they get no enjoyment out of reading. So we could say that reading is a capability that needs the capacity to direct your attention, and the capacity to be curious/interested activated in your DNA, not only the capacity to recognize letters and combine them into words, and the words into sentences. Many people mistakenly think that information is power. These same people gather information, and yet their lives don't amount to much. Most what makes for a good life involves capabilities used to build a good life. Information and capability are not even connected. To turn information into accurate action also needs DNA capacities and other capabilities, aka skills. You can only build skills on active capacities. No capacity, no skill can be built on top. What decides what capacities you have off in your DNA tree? I am working on an assertion that your soul correction reliably decides what capacities will be sorely missing for you to become all you can become. Soul correction is a Kabbalistic concept, and Kabbalist mysticism was a numerology type of mysticism. You add up the digits of your date of birth and you will get three numbers. All signify what's off, not what's on. Contrary to popular knowledge. The missing capacity of creating process by creating bite-size actions that follow in a certain order. In other articles I will probably write about other capacities, but for now I am going to look at this missing capacity. Why? Because it is sorely missing for me. Had I had this capacity and the capability built on it, I would have had a completely different life, and a lot of zeros added at the end of my bank balance. But I haven't had that capacity. I am not alone. When I look at my clients and students, almost every one of them lack this capacity. How come? I guess they need hand-holding. That is why they came to me. Which number is responsible for that missing capacity? To get to it, I looked at my family members, and all the clients and students whom I know well enough. I also used muscle testing. Turns out that there are two numbers, 3 and 7. I have both. 3 doesn't even try. It says, I should have it. But saying that doesn't make it so. 7, they find a way around it by free-flowing, stream of consciousness, no rhyme, no reason, no order. There are, maybe, supportive capacities, but I can't see it yet. So what do you do if you have a missing capacity but you need it? I've been needing it forever. I need it daily. I need it now especially, given that I am trying to write articles like a professional, not like I have been, like an amateur in stream of consciousness style. I also need it to give bite-sized pieces to my students. So I do what I could have done before, I turn on the capacity with sources help. But pay attention, unless you sorely need the capacity in your work, having it turned on is a waste of your money. If you have a 3 or a 7 in your numbers, this is your most pressing missing capacity. Here are some examples. 1. Person, soul correction 32, one has never been able or willing to build a skill because they wanted to do what the skill would enable them to do without learning it. They haven't been able to see that the order of things is, capacity, watching how to do it, practice, 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 and then do it often. 2. Person, soul correction 27, hasn't been able to finish anything on time, any paper, dissertation, nothing. They haven't been able to see that to get things done is a process. And if you try to deal with the whole thing all at once, it is like eating an elephant whole. Not going to happen, and you are going to be discouraged. 3. Person 3, soul correction 33, this person works in campaigns. They can't see that they need to design a system in which they can move everything forward. Will it be slower? Yes. But they will be able to have it all, health, relationships, and growth. It is the same capacity, breaking things down to process, that is missing. If you set out to use this capacity in earnest so you can develop capabilities on top of it, I'll be willing to consider activating the capacity for you. But if you just want it, like a true hoarder, sorry dear, I won't do it for you. Now, what should you do now? One of the things you can do that will drive up all the missing capacities is the Integrity Home Study course. It will challenge you in many different ways, and that is what you want if you want to identify the missing capacities. Or you can come and spend 3 hours with me on Saturday, May 22nd, and we can look together at what is missing. This is the kind of knowledge that is power. If some capacity is missing, you can work around it and create a life you can love. Only if you do what I have been doing, choosing only work that needs the missing capacity, that you will be in trouble. For decades, every business I was in, others said, "You are sitting on a gold mine." But I, with my missing capacity, was unable to take those businesses anywhere. They remain small and barely profitable. Your habits are mostly a reaction to a sense of hopelessness due to some missing capacities. By the way, come to the workshop on Saturday at 2 p.m. in Whiteheim. I promise you insights that can change your life forever. Enroll in the Habits webinar. Go to www.yourvibration.com/habits to register.